What are the best pens to use when getting autographs? Today we are going to go through probably the majority of types of items that we get signed. I won't be able to cover everything on planet Earth, but I will cover the majority of stuff today. It's been a while since we've made a video like this. I think 2022 was the last one we did, and a couple things have changed, so I thought we would do an updated video for you to help you get the best autographs possible on your items. All right. So first item, let's talk about our cards, everybody's favorite item to get signed. For cards, there are essentially two different types of cards that you can get signed. Okay. You have like your cardboard base cards, I guess, which are like your 1986 Fleer, your 1981 Topps. Okay. Where the surface is not glossy. Your more modern cards like Prism, Topps Chrome, they do have a glossy surface to them. So how does that affect your autograph? Well, glossy surfaces, they take a little bit longer to dry versus cardboard. Okay, so something to keep in mind when you are choosing your pen color. First off, Sharpie works on everything. Sharpie is a very quick to dry pen. You can use it on everything, all right? It does not, quote unquote, pop as a paint pen would. For example, a white Sharpie I would never use, but a white paint pen I would. Okay, so it depends on what type of color you are using, but Sharpies you can use on all colors, on all cards. So if you want to go the safe route, use a Sharpie. If you don't know what you might be doing as far as, hey, I'm not sure exactly, default to a Sharpie. So if you are going to be using a paint pen on a cardboard style card, obviously like a 1986 Fleer, you don't need to prep the card at all, okay? It's a cardboard, it's gonna work really well. You can use a paint pen on your Prisms and your Topps Chrome. However, I would suggest prepping these cards a little bit. They are a little slick surface, so you wanna have a little bit of tackiness on the surface, so that can happen by either rubbing your finger across the area that you wanna get signed or using a little white eraser on there. Something to give it a little bit of tackiness so that the ink has something to stick to, all right? As far as paint pens go, there are two different types of paint pens that you can do. There's a oil base, which is a Deco style, okay? Deco is a brand that makes paint pens, or Molotow, which is a German-based company. So they make good quality stuff. Shout out to Molotow. Molotow is acrylic-based, meaning it dries a little bit quicker than an oil-based. So if you are going to be getting a paint pen done on a sports card, I would suggest doing a Molotow paint pen, especially on those chrome or prism-style cards. Their white paint pen works really, really well. They have a shock blue paint pen that people really like. So I would definitely be using that if you choose to go the paint pen route. The size would be a 2 millimeter, which is kind of equivalent to a Sharpie fine, all right? So that's the size that I would use on a paint pen. If you want something a little bit thinner on your cards, you can use what's called a Staedtler pen. They have those in a variety of colors, very, very similar to a Sharpie. It's probably just a little bit thinner than a Sharpie. So if you are going into an area on a card where you need a very thin autograph or you're getting a couple different inscriptions, you may want to choose a Staedtler, okay? All right, moving on from there, we're going to talk about tickets, another item very popular to get signed. My default is always a blue Sharpie whenever possible. If I am not going to be using a blue Sharpie due to the style of ticket, the design of it, I'm probably going to be going with a paint pen. Reason why is a paint pen has more exuberant colors. So if you wanted to do an orange, a white, a blue, or something like that, Molotow is another great choice. Again, a 2 millimeter paint pen works great. You can do a deco on these. Also, just keep in mind on your surface on those tickets, sometimes they can be a little bit glossy in some areas. So just keep that in mind and just kind of default to the same thing with cards. Again, I like to default to a Molotow paint pen. Just have had a lot of success with them and their colors are very, very exuberant and they quote unquote pop a lot better in my opinion than a deco does on cards and tickets. Photos, my default is always Sharpie, unless I'm doing a color outside of blue or black. If I'm going to do silver, again, a silver Sharpie works great. It's fine. I just want my colors to kind of pop a little bit better and be a little more bolder. So I can do a silver paint pen on a photo, no problem. Again, any licensed photo that you do, you can do a paint pen or a Sharpie on. Really, any paint pen or any Sharpie, it does not matter. They are completely safe to use on a licensed photo. If you are one of those people that are printing off your own photos and getting them signed, make sure you are printing them off in a style that is going to allow for the best autograph. Okay, I would never suggest printing off your own photos. I would always buy licensed photos because they allow for the best autograph and the print quality is always excellent. So that would be what my suggestion would be for photos, all right? Okay, so jerseys. This is where it gets a little bit tricky. If your jersey has a screen printed number, okay, we're all familiar with what screen printing looks like, okay? It's not sewn onto the jersey, okay? It's a screen printed, almost like a plastic number. You must 100% of the time use a Sharpie. You cannot use a paint pen. A paint pen, especially on like the Nike game jerseys, which is what the modern football jerseys are, it will never dry on that jersey. So your autograph will smear if anybody touches it. So if you have a Nike game jersey or any other screen printed jersey, use a Sharpie. On sewn-on numbers, now keep in mind, they the jersey manufacturers have gotten a little cheap. Surprising there. They're looking to cut costs. One of the big costs they want to do is they want to avoid embroidering things onto jerseys. That takes time, that takes labor, and that's the big chunk of their cost of making jerseys. So what they've done now, Nike has done this on their football limited jerseys, is they have a twill number, which is a great style of number for autographs. But instead of sewing it on, they heat seal it on. Okay, so they're no longer sewing it on the limited jerseys, all right? They have a version called the Elite, which is like that $350 version. Those are completely embroidered on. My thoughts on Sharpie versus paint pen are this on jerseys. Because it's a cloth material, it can bleed when ink is put onto it. So I want to put ink onto that jersey that's going to dry as quick as possible, especially if I'm if an athlete is signing the item that has a very short and kind of blocky autograph. It's not very wide and exuberant, meaning the ink could kind of tend to come together very quickly and the autograph will be hard to read. So if you are working with an athlete like that, I would probably default to a Sharpie because it's going to dry quicker and it's going to be a more legible autograph. If you're doing a bunch of inscriptions, same principle applies here. I want my inscriptions to be as legible as possible. And typically, if I'm doing like a bunch of inscriptions on there, I like to default to a Sharpie. Now, it could depend on the type of color, but again, if I'm doing a twill number and I'm going, let's say, silver, I'm going to go with a paint pen, okay? I think the paint pen silver looks way better than a silver Sharpie. Black and blue Sharpies are typically okay. Any other colors, a paint pen is just going to kind of pop a little bit better, as we've already talked about a couple different times on this video, all right? So if you have a twill number, which is basically a number that is not a plastic number, okay? It's basically almost like a cloth material there. You can use paint pens or Sharpies on those. If your number is screen printed on, meaning it's like a plastic material, you have to use a Sharpie, otherwise it will not dry, okay? Helmets, we're talking batting helmets, football helmets, mini helmets, okay? You can do Sharpie or paint pen on those. Those work just fine. Mini helmets, I tend to prefer a Sharpie on just because, again, it's a smaller space and I want that autograph to dry as quick as possible. So I typically use a Sharpie. Now, I will go with a paint pen on pretty much almost every helmet. I think it's just a better color. But again, you can use any type of color that you want. You can go broad also, which is a thicker pen on a full-size helmet if you choose to. Or you can go with a fine paint pen, which is similar to a Sharpie point tip. And again, that allows for better inscriptions, I think, just because it's a little bit thinner of a pen. But again, you can choose whichever one you want on the helmets. Magazines, same thing with the photos. I like to default to a Sharpie, typically a blue Sharpie. But again, you can do paint pens on these if you want to go a little bit more exuberant and pick a more bolder color. Funkos, again, we always get the window signed on those, and paint pens work great on those. You can do a deco if you want to. I prefer a Molotow, but again, that's just me. But again, always do a paint pen. The Sharpie is not very bold and it will not look great. You'll see the autograph, it won't be terrible, but a paint pen is a much better choice. Bobbleheads, another very, very small item to sign. I swear, everybody that sends in bobbleheads, it seems like half of them break. These things are just made to be destroyed, but a lot of people like to get them autographed. Typically, they're getting them signed on the brim of the hat or on top of the helmet. So again, very, very small spaces. You can do a fine paint pen or a Sharpie on these. It does not matter. It would probably, for me, just depend on the type of color that I'm going to do. If I'm going to do silver, maybe I go with a paint pen just because it's going to be a little more bolder. But again, don't overthink it. I think Sharpies work just fine on bobbleheads. Baseballs, we always go with a blue ballpoint pen. This is the only item that we sign with a ballpoint pen. Every once in a while, someone makes the request to get a card signed in ballpoint pen, and we have to double check with them to make sure that that's yes, that's what they want done. Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they're like, we didn't know. We just picked the pen. So we'll always check with you on that. But baseballs, blue ballpoint pen. As far as the different types of ballpoint pens, there's a lot of opinions out there. I really don't think it matters. I really don't. I think people kind of get too deep into the weeds on the type of ballpoint pen. Some people really love Zebra. Some people go with Bic ballpoint pens. It's a blue ballpoint pen. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference for you. Some are going to be a little more bolder, yes, but I would not overthink here on the type of blue ballpoint pen. Now, for our customers out in Japan, a lot of them like to get their baseball signed in Sharpies. I don't know what the origins of that. I think it's just what they're used to getting stuff signed out there, but it's not widely recognized in America. But if you like it, go for it. Okay, I don't personally dislike it. There's a lot of opinions out there whether the Sharpie will fade on your baseball over time. Again, if you like it, I personally kind of like it in some instances, but I don't get them signed in blue ballpoint pens or in Sharpies because everybody prefers blue ballpoint pens. So that's what we get stuff signed in for our inventory. But if you like it, hey, you can do it and just always go with what you prefer. But 99% of the baseballs that we get done with are in blue ballpoint pen. Allows for the best inscriptions and I think for the best autograph. Basketballs and footballs. These are the main ones that we always get signed in the broad paint pen. Okay, it's a little bit thicker of a tip than your standard paint pen, the 2mm. Okay, I always like to do these in either a Deco broad or there's another brand out there that I don't think they make them anymore called Prisma. Prisma's really, really great pen. If you see some of those, grab those. But Deco broad works really well in footballs and basketballs. We always do these in silver. Basketballs you can do in black if you choose to. A lot of people have different preferences in that. For us personally, we just choose to do silver, but hey, you do what works best for you. On the basketballs and footballs, they do have white panel ones that are made out of like a plastic synthetic leather. Same principle as applies as we talked about earlier. If it's something made out of plastic, we got to do a Sharpie, otherwise it will not dry. So if you have a white panel logo football or a white panel basketball, you must get those signed in Sharpie. Baseball bats, you can do these in paint pens or Sharpies, really up to you. I prefer blue Sharpie on the natural wood bats. But again, if you want to pick something, we have some black ones that are signed like in a deco blue to match the Royals. It was a Bo Jackson signed bat. It looks really sharp. I'll probably put a picture up in here. It looks absolutely sharp. I love that. So feel free to, you know, kind of experiment a little on there. But again, you can go with any type of pen and you'll be okay. Boxing gloves, I prefer Sharpie on those because they're going to dry really fast. I would hate to have a smudge on a boxing, really any item, but a boxing glove too. It's just, I don't like the paint pens on them because I don't think they dry as quick. But again, I think you can be okay on either one of those, but I usually prefer Sharpie on there. I don't like the silver on the red. I just don't think it's very legible to look to see. I prefer a black Sharpie on a red boxing glove, but that's just us. Wrestling belts, you can go with paint pens or Sharpies. Again, if you want to do a more exuberant color, I would suggest doing a paint pen on those. Shoes. Here's why I get really conservative on shoes. It's a leather material, so typically on a leather material, a paint pen is just fine. However, some leather is older, some leather is newer, and I like to be really conservative, so I typically like to go with a Sharpie on these, especially if I'm doing them in black or blue. Always go that way. If it's a newer leather and it's being done on like a black leather, then a silver paint pen works really, really well. A silver paint pen like a Deco will look very, very sharp. But again, I just default to those Sharpies. Man, it just dries so much quicker and they're really legible. And that's what we're trying to do, is get everybody the best autograph possible. And I just think sometimes you get bored with Sharpies. I get it. And you want to do something different, but Sharpies are the way to go. Pucks, same thing. I prefer Sharpies on those. I think they just kind of dry a lot quicker, which is the theme of everything here. We're looking to have that autograph stay in one place and be nice and clean and crisp. Hats, so baseball hats. Paint pens on these. I really like a silver paint pen. If it's a darker color, it's going to really stand out better than a Sharpie. Sharpie kind of tends to, fade into the hat, to that type of material. And so I really, really like paint pens if you can use them on the hat, depending on what kind of color you are going with. Newspapers, one of my favorite items to get signed. Definitely it's a unique thing. Not everybody sends stuff in for those, but newspapers, I like Sharpies just because I don't think they're going to bleed through the newspaper as much as a paint pen would. I don't think you really need to do a paint pen on a newspaper. It's kind of like, getting a paint pen on a cardboard card. It's not really required to stand out, depending on the design of the card, design of the newspaper. But if I can do like a silver Sharpie, that looks really good on a paper if it's a dark area. Or I've had some Mark McGuire's done of his 70th home run. Those I've done in blue Sharpie, and they look absolutely sharp. And then the last item I'm going to cover today are bases and home plates. Again, if the base is more of like a plastic kind of material where it's a little slick on there, you've seen kind of those ones like the Little League bases, I guess. I would probably defer to a Sharpie on those. If it's a base, for like a game use base from an actual MLB game, you can use a Sharpie or a paint pen. You might want to go with a paint pen just so the autograph kind of stands out and potentially maybe do a little bit of a thicker autograph, because it is, especially the bases nowadays are just massive, the new bases that came out with in 2024. But again, if you're getting inscriptions, you may want to stick to a fine paint pen to make sure those inscriptions are legible. Whew! All right, I think I covered most items that we probably get signed. If you have a question on an item that I did not cover, you guys can comment below and let me know, and I will do my best to get back to you. But again, we're just overly conservative on stuff like this. Like, the last thing we want is a faded or a smudged autograph or an autograph you can't see. We don't want that. So that's why we kind of tend to default to a Sharpie, unless where it's like a clear path to a paint pen. Hey, you want white on this item, then we got to go paint pen. Speaking of white, never do white on jerseys. Okay, if in cloth material, it'll turn opaque and kind of gray. It will not be white, so never choose that. If you send us a jersey with that request, we are going to call you and make you change your color. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there for you. We see that all the time with the white. And white Sharpie, never do that. If you're going to do white, do a white paint pen. So hopefully this helps you guys get the best autographs possible. I mean, there's nothing better in the world than getting an item and getting the perfect autograph on there. I mean, you're just like, oh man, I picked the right color. The pen worked. The athlete knew how to autograph it perfectly. He took his time. And so that's what we're looking for. So hopefully this helps you guys out. Again, don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. See all the upcoming autograph signings we have. And also give us a follow on there on Instagram, @powersautographs. And I will see you on the next episode.